This vast and beautiful landscape is actually Cambodia's Tonle Sap Lake. It doesn't look the way nature intended because it's dry season, and what's going on isn't really a pretty picture. Dry season means that the Tonle Sap loses most of its water, a fact made worse by climate change. Wet season means that acres of farmland and entire forests are submerged, with stilted houses and villages stranded in the middle of Southeast Asia's largest lake. The Tonle Sap is in trouble, but Sanglong Yuk is coming to its aid. As a former monk and the current Tonle Sap waterkeeper, Sanglong protects the lake from illegal fishing, overfishing, and hydropower dam construction. He defends his lake in spite of the fact that other environmental activists have been murdered for their cause. You see, the Cambodian government flexes their power against movements they don't like, and they have their eyes on the Tonle Sap waterkeeper. But Sanglong presses on, because the Tonle Sap is known as the beating heart of Cambodia, the main source of protein for 15 million residents, and an essential part of their way of life. Protecting this lake is Sanglong's everyday work and his life's mission, to ensure that Cambodia's beating heart beats on.